In this week's edition of The Arts, Colleen O'Connor takes us to the West Bohemian town of Karlovy Vary for the other film festival, Fresh Film Fest.
The proud do not endure like a passing dream on a night in spring.
Sukiyaki Western Jungle, a bizarre English-language Japanese spaghetti western starring Quentin Tarantino, which is one of the typically offbeat highlights of this year's Fresh Film Festival, the Czech Republic's annual international showcase of movies made by students and debut directors. Now in its fifth year, the Fresh Film Fest specialises in showing innovative work by young movie makers from film schools all over the world. This student event is held in Karlovy Vary, a town that is better known for its A-category international film festival, which regularly attracts Hollywood megastars such as Robert De Niro and Robert Redford. Although Fresh Film cannot quite match the glitz and glamour of Karlovy Vary's main movie event, it has found its own place on the international festival circuit, and this year was attended by established Czech directors such as Jan Nemec and Věra Chytilová. Martin Pošta, a recent graduate of Prague's prestigious FAMU Film School, who is the director of Fresh Film, says that the event has found its own specific niche in the world of cinema. So what does he think distinguishes it from other film festivals?
Well, I think maybe the liveliness of it and different approach to films itself, and maybe different approach to living the festival. It's a lot about films, but also a lot about socializing and sharing experiences, whatever. Networking, you can say, you can call it, and maybe partying also.
Thousands of young people attending Fresh Film over 5 days, Martin Pošta says that the festival has gradually evolved into a large-scale event, which offers an extensive programme of high-quality movies in various categories such as feature debuts, animated film and experimental movies.
Regarding that, it started as a student film festival and it grew, it's quite big. And it's, I must say, hopefully that's true, that it's professionally organized. That would be a unique characteristic as to a student film festival, because normally when you hear student film festival, it's usually punk kind of event. And this one is not supposed to be like that. And we're growing and becoming one of the more significant festivals of that kind definitely in Central and Eastern Europe.
This year, more than 900 films were submitted for screening at the festival, and only about 200 were selected. Martin Pošta said that an event like Fresh Film has specific criteria for choosing films, which help ensure that the festival retains its own distinct student identity.
We try to stay fresh by all means possible. The team that makes the festival is quite young still, but also the approach towards films is intended to select and to present films that are different, that are have a new approach. Maybe they don't necessarily have to be technically 100% perfect, but they should have a different view, different mindset on certain things that have been described already, but they do it in a more unique way. We're definitely not focusing on technical or professionalism. We were looking for ideas.
The Romanian film Elevator by debut director Gheorghe Dorobantu, which won this year's main prize. This harrowing movie about two teenagers trapped for days in a lift in an abandoned factory cost around €200 to make. Low budget, high quality works like Elevator are typical of the movies that are showcased at Fresh Film, which offers audiences a number of cinematic gems that may have been overlooked by mainstream events. With its strong emphasis on student films, it also gives young directors who are learning their trade a chance to gauge audience responses to their work. Despite the fact that most of the movies shown at Fresh Film are made by extremely young directors, this does not necessarily mean that the quality of the work is a lot worse than that produced by more experienced filmmakers. Oscar-nominated Hungarian animator Geza M. Toth was on this year's jury for the festival section devoted to animated film. He says that the standard of student animation, which is screened at festivals like Fresh Film, is often extraordinarily high.
Traditionally, animation film likes really much the environment of schools or universities, because, you know, animation needs lots of time and maybe the lack of other possibilities which share your energy, your mind, your time. And I find that student years are really very optimal for making animation films, because you have lots of times, there is a program, education program, there are equipments, and you have not so many other possibilities. You are still not famous, etc., etc. Students have chance to make really, really good films everywhere in the world.
Before being established 5 years ago, Fresh Film was a sidebar at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. Now that it's an event in its own right, it has the advantage of ensuring that films shown here are more likely to have a higher festival profile and won't be overlooked by audiences. Nonetheless, it has been argued that if these films made by students and young directors remained within the framework of Carlo Vivari's main movie festival, they would have a better chance of being spotted by film industry types, who might be able to arrange distribution deals and offer other opportunities to these budding filmmakers. Screenwriter and actor Max Hoffman, son of Dustin Hoffman, who was on this year's Central European Film Jury and is himself a former student of Prague's FAMU Film Academy, says that the benefits of specialised student film events like Fresh Film definitely outweigh any perceived drawbacks.
It would be foolish to say that there isn't a place for it, because here it is and people are coming and the theatres are packed and the students are proud to be a part of it. And In a larger festival, it might kind of be overwhelmed by the mainstream work and kind of considered to be not as credible. But here, it's its own thing in its own right, and it's clear that a lot of these students are, you know, of professional quality. And I don't know if a lot of these films, I think, go on to, like, bigger festivals and do possibly, like, lead to distribution deals. So I think it's great to have a separate festival.
Attending Fresh Film has certainly done previous participants in the event no harm. Among the festival's many success stories is that of Romanian director Corneliu Porumboi, who came here in 2004 and later went on to win the Golden Camera Award for Young Directors at Cannes. An impromptu jazz session in the special Fresh Film Bar was just one of many accompanying events laid on for the festival. With thousands of young people arriving in Carlo Vivari, Martin Poșta says it was vital to ensure that film was not the only form of entertainment open to them.
Well, this year, especially this year, we did a dramaturgy of the programme quite thoroughly, because we want to present new upcoming bands. And so there's three bands playing every night. I think it's quite important for the people when they get intellectually exhausted of watching films, that they could set their minds straight, let's say, while listening to music or networking.
Although Fresh Film may not have the same cachet as the bigger international film festival in Carlo Vivari, it certainly offers a broad programme of excellent films with plenty of side events to keep visitors occupied. For seasoned film professionals like Geza M. Toth, the sheer freshness and vigour of Fresh Film offers a pleasant change from the normal grind of the film festival circuit.
Actually, I prefer this kind of a little bit familiar festivals to really big festivals like A-category festivals. That was my first visit to Fresh Film Festival, but hopefully not the last. I enjoyed it really much. I like the atmosphere of Carlo Vivari, the old city. Yes, and I think that the festival itself is very, very nice, and I would like to be back, maybe next year.